Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny in the mid 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 63. For Friday and Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Two men lost their lives yesterday morning when their pickup trucks collided head-on in southeast Kansas. That crash happened on U.S. Highway 69 south of Fort Scott. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a northbound truck crossed the center line, colliding with a truck that was southbound. Both drivers were killed in the accident. They were identified as 50-year-old David Ross of Fort Scott and 63-year-old George Danley of Mapleton, Kansas. A 13-year-old in Danley's truck was uninjured. A legislative audit says COVID-19 was the leading cause of death in Kansas during the last 4 months of 2020. That report yesterday prompted Republican lawmakers to call for more investigation of the numbers based on unsubstantiated theories that they could have been inflated. The short report from the GOP-controlled legislature's auditing division says COVID-19 caused more than 2,500 deaths during the last 4 months of 2020. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for graze and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
United Airlines is taking advantage of low demand for new airplanes to try and stock up. The airline purchasing 270 new planes from Boeing and Airbus, news that could soon benefit Kansas manufacturers. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple said the airline's plan for the big order of Boeing 737 MAX jets is good news for Wichita. The announcement from United Airlines indicates a green light for more aviation jobs in the community. The Kansas City Royals are teaming up with Price Chopper and Blue KC to offer COVID-19 vaccine incentives. Today, anyone getting their COVID-19 vaccine at a local Price Chopper pharmacy during business hours or the Blue KC gate at Kauffman Stadium between 3 and 8 p.m. will receive two vouchers for tickets to select 2021 regular season Royals games. There will also be an opportunity to purchase up to 8 additional tickets at 50% off. You can learn more at royals.com/vaccinate. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Police in eastern Nebraska say DNA found on an umbrella could place the last known whereabouts of an autistic boy missing for 6 weeks near his home in La Vista. Police Chief Bob Loston says the DNA of 12-year-old Ryan Larson has been confirmed on an umbrella that the boy carried May 17th, the day he disappeared. The umbrella was found on the grounds of the La Vista Apartments where Ryan lives and turned over to police 3 or 4 days after his disappearance. The boy's been missing since walking out of his elementary school during classes on May 17th. An intercontinental ballistic missile force based in southeastern Wyoming has a new commander. Colonel Catherine Barrington took command of the 90th Missile Wing at F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne on Monday. It's her third assignment to F.E. Warren, which oversees 150 Minuteman missiles in silos in Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber presented an update on cost share programs, including an impact study on the 17th Street extension in the current industrial park, showing tax returns and increased valuation since the development. Council appeared reluctant to address her request to sign off on a grant application for a street extension to another industrial park, proposed north of Subway and Caniquip. Barber spoke of potential business that has indicated interest in locating if incentives were available, and went on asking council to consider options for downtown empty space when the buildings are removed along a section in the 600 block of Broadway. She offered to explore options for incentivizing renovation of downtown housing, particularly in second floor applications to existing buildings. Planning and Zoning met June 10th at the council request to consider a recommendation regarding placement of intermodal storage containers within city limits. It was reported that after much discussion, they suggested the current moratorium remain in place and not allow placement of any additional containers within city limits. Primary concerns were they do not fit appropriately in residential settings. Area zone commercial but adjacent to residences could also be concern. Multiple what-ifs were presented by council during discussion, with points that if well-maintained, they may serve a purpose. The prospect of utilizing these as housing construction was also considered. No action was taken with consensus to further review options regarding regulation and return to the matter at a later date. Approval was given for economic assistance to Phil Kohorst for removal of a house at 305 North 2nd Street, which is beyond repair. A representative from BG Consultants continued a presentation on options for extending the city lagoon system, which is targeted by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for improvements by late 2023. Usage rates, future options, and expansion possibilities were addressed. Variable costs were a concern expressed by Terry Hughes, with recent substantial raises to material and construction costs. Preliminary costs provided were estimates based on multiple year averages. Final cost would not be determined until further in the process. A reference to some $4 and $4.5 million total project cost was mentioned. Potential impact on city budget and user fees were covered briefly, as well as funding options. $600,000 in CDBG grant funding is a possibility, as well as a low-cost loan grant program that may also fund up to $1 million if approved. City Administrator presented bids for demolition of multiple properties owned by the city, including four business buildings in the 600 block of Broadway, as well as two houses near the city shops. Inline construction was low bid at $74,500. Cruzy Dozer Service was low bid on nuisance properties at 205 North 10th and 1205 Carolina at $38,000. Approval was given for the first set of bids on the downtown buildings, which the city currently owns, with council consensus to reconsider the options on demolishing the nuisance properties, which the city does not own. Concern with spending additional taxpayer dollars that may or may not be recovered. A part-time service aide for the police department was presented on an as-needed basis to allow full-time officers additional flexibility. Reserve officer support has been cut recently due to regulation changes. A suggested pay range was $15.22 per hour, which is less than full-time officer wages. To be considered part-time, the post would work less than 1,000 hours annually. Approval was given on a 7-1 vote, with Terry Hughes voting no. A budget workshop is planned June 30th at 6 p.m. Councilmember Diane Schroeder asked about a program to require rental property inspections. Review of the minimum housing code was suggested by the city attorney. The matter was referred after discussion to an ad hoc 3-member council committee established to look at options. Discharge hours for fireworks were extended to from 10 p.m. until midnight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That passed on a 6-2 vote. Mobby Pippia was approved for appointment to the tree board. A 4-4 tie vote on a resolution was passed, with the mayor voting in favor of a draft by the city attorney, correcting technical errors in a previous ordinance adopted relating to the appointment of city officers by the mayor and providing for a procedure of appointing and considering mayoral appointments. Laverne Allerholligan, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Laverne Allerholligan.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs and egg noodles, Brussels sprouts and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and fruit mix. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have this frontal boundary across the central east, central parts of the Midwest that will still bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central east, central parts of the Midwest for this Wednesday. Some areas lingering into tonight and into tomorrow. Otherwise, high pressure system moves in and we're going to see quiet weather, dry weather as we head into Friday, continuing into the holiday weekend. Temperatures not bad. It looks like we will see temperatures range in the 80s. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 63. As we head into Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid 80s. Friday night, mostly clear, lows at 61 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late June, 90. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 67, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. Showers moved across the region Tuesday afternoon. Wide-ranging amounts, anywhere from a couple of hundredths to a couple of inches. We settled in for about a half an inch Tuesday afternoon here at the KNDY Studios. Sunny and 68 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 30th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
K.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9. Right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
Lifetime Vision Center reminds listeners of the importance of eye safety while using or being near fireworks. Fireworks can cause catastrophic injuries to the eyes in a matter of seconds, so please be attentive to help prevent accidents. From your friends at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City, excellence in eye care.
Atlanta dominates without its star, and the Bucks lose the Greek Freak. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Playing without Trae Young, the Hawks prove they're more than just a one-man band in Game 4 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Final.
Rebound, though, John Collins. Now they get it over to Bogey. Left side, three, Bogey. Bang! Bogey, bang, Donovich!
The call on WZGC with Young unavailable with a bone bruise in his right ankle. Four Atlanta starters finished in double figures, led by Lou Williams' 21 points and 20 from Bogdan Bogdanovich. The Hawks topped the Bucks 110-88 to even the series at two apiece. Meanwhile, the status of Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is murky after he hyperextended his left knee while contesting a shot in the third quarter and did not return. Head coach Mike Budenholzer says it's next man up.
We've got a heck of a team, a heck of a roster. The guys will be ready to compete and play. That's what it's about.
The series shifts back to Milwaukee for Game 5 tomorrow night. To baseball, it seems as if the only person who can stop National slugger Kyle Schwarber may be himself.
The hottest man on the planet leading off against him, Kyle Schwarber. First pitch, belted. Deep right field. Way back. Going. Going.
On WJFK, Schwarber led off the first inning with another home run, the 12th in his last 10 games. Juan Soto and Victor Robles also went deep for the Nationals in their 4-3 win over the Rays. Schwarber joined Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds as the only players to hit 16 homers over an 18-game span. After being called out by their general manager, the Yankees' star-studded lineup finally came together to snap out of a four-game slide.
Swung on, hit in the air to center and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Monument Park.
On WFAN, Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge each homered and drove in a pair of runs. The Pinstripers used a five-run fourth to outslug the Angels 11-5. This is Rich Cantu, AB.
Ashley Home Store, the number one selling furniture brand in North America, has a huge selection of name brand furniture and mattresses in stock. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door on all items over $299 within 100 miles and Ashley Direct pricing. Browse over 2,000 items on display in the showroom. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. consumers will pay just a few cents less for their favorite Independence Day cookout foods compared to last year. That includes cheeseburgers, pork chops, chicken breasts, homemade potato salad, strawberries, and ice cream. American Farm Bureau reveals the average cost of a summer cookout for 10 remains affordable at $59.50 or less than $6 a person. The cost for the cookout down 16 cents, less than 1% from last year, but 8% higher compared to 2019. Now, the largest year-to-year price increase was for strawberries. Survey results show 2 pints of strawberries, $5.30. That's up 22% from last year due to strong demand and the effects of several weather events, including some severe rain, hail, high winds that caused some setbacks to the harvest early this year. The Farm Bureau Summer Cookout menu is cheeseburgers, pork chops, chicken breasts, homemade potato salad, pork and beans, strawberries, potato chips, fresh squeezed lemonade with ice cream, and a chocolate chip cookie for dessert. Interest in purchasing ag land has grown since the coronavirus pandemic-induced slowdown blanketed the land market. Farmers feeling more financially secure now as strong commodity prices arrived on the top of large government payments last year. Now, this is propelling farmers to bid more aggressively for additional land than had been the case in the last 6 years, according to Farmers National Company. Individual investors, both first-time and experienced buyers, stepping into the land market as they search for a safe, long-term real estate investment in a low-interest rate environment. The increase in ag land prices happening in most areas of the grain belt and on most types of land. Higher land values are bringing more sellers into the market as estates, trusts, recent inheritors, and family groups evaluate whether to sell the farm or ranch and capture those higher prices. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It was kind of a bouncy day for Kansas City wheat in the futures markets on Tuesday, but KC wheat managed to finish a bit higher. July was up one at 619. September KC wheat up a quarter cent at 627. Interestingly, Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat both finished lower. Corn was up. July corn up 19 at 694 and a half. September up one at 559 and a quarter. The back months were mixed. Soybeans did some bouncing around a lot like Kansas City wheat, but finished a bit higher. July soybeans up 2 3/4 at 1359 and 3/4. August beans up 3 at 1339 and 3/4. Then after that, the back months were lower. Soybean meal struggled. July at 348.40, down 320. August bean meal was at 350.40 at the end of the day. That's down 350. All the back months were similarly lower. Soybean oil, on the other hand, had a pretty decent day. July was up 184 points at 64.15. August up 171 at 62.16. So mixed numbers in the soybean complex. Cotton had an interesting day. The front months were lower, but the back months were up. July cotton down 17 points at 86.49. October down 13 at 88.14. In the livestock complex, mixed numbers there also. June live cattle up 45 at 122.55. August up 32 at 121.92. The back months were, we'll have to call it mostly lower. August feeders up 105 at 157.40. September up 72 at 159.80. Again, some of the back months were under pressure. Hogs did well. July hogs up 202 at 106.97. While August hogs were up 85 at 103.62. So all in all, a pretty strong day in the livestock complex. And we saw plus signs with corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rustiac Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rustiac Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rustiac Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rustiac Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustiacFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Offers expire 7/31/21.
Is it a bird, a plane, or a meteor? Details on What's Up on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers.
And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 30th, the 181st day of the year. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1953, the first Corvette came off of the Chevrolet assembly line in Flint, Michigan. At the time, it sold for $3,250. Today is National Meteor Day. Millions of sky watchers will be hoping for a cloudless night in hopes of seeing a shooting star. Meteors occur daily in the atmosphere. Whether we can see them with the naked eye or not, their glow time is approximately 1 second, so if you blink, you might miss it. One of the most active meteor showers in the northern hemisphere is the Perseids. Your best bet to see a meteor shower, or any meteor for that matter, is to get as far away from the city lights as possible on a clear night. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 68 Marysville this morning. A couple degrees warm up into the 80s, but still mild for late June. We received about a half an inch rain yesterday here at the studios in Marysville. Depends where you are at. Across the road might be quite a contrast. Anywhere from a couple hundredths to a couple inches of rain noted with the shower activity yesterday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. J.D. Martinez drove in four runs, including two on a go-ahead double in the sixth, as the Boston Red Sox outlasted the slumping Kansas City Royals 7-6. The Red Sox had four homers each in their previous two games, but won their fifth straight despite not going deep once yesterday. Boston pitchers allowed three homers by the Royals for the second straight game, but Kansas City's skid continued with its seventh loss in a row. Game 3 of the series happens this evening. First pitch from Boston at 6:10. Speaking of the Royals, they're teaming up with Price Chopper and Blue KC to offer COVID-19 vaccine incentives. Today, anyone getting the COVID-19 vaccine at a local Price Chopper pharmacy during business hours or the KC Blue Gate at Kauffman Stadium between 3 and 8 p.m. will receive vouchers for two tickets to select 2021 regular season Royals games. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Nationally renowned Hot Club of Cowtown will be live in Blue Rapids for the sesquicentennial celebration Sunday, July 4th. Join them for a jam on the square 2:30 till 3:30 and a free show on the fairgrounds beginning at 7:30. Sunday, July 4th in Blue Rapids.
See my blue-eyed Sally. She lives way down on Shimbone Alley. The number on the gate, the number on the door. The next house over is a grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little hungry. Dance all night, dance a little hungry. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. A big creek's up and a little creek's level. Fly my corn with a double shovel. Stay all night, stay a little hungry. Dance all night, dance a little hunger. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little hunger. Slop bucket fell from the window up above. Mule and a grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick and we laid him on the beam. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat and throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Jake.
was on the big roof. I'd have grown jump on a man like a dog on a bone. Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
It's a sesquicentennial celebration, Independence Weekend in Blue Rapids. Friday, Tales of Blue Rapids, Square Cruisin', and a free drive-in movie. Saturday's parade begins at 10, plus other activities. Sunday evening, Fireman's Barbecue, the Hot Club of Cowtown Live, followed by fireworks. It's July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Learn more on Facebook at Blue Rapids 150th Celebration.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. Over five decades of timeless hits. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. The Beach Boys, 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.